每逢圣诞季节，这个平常是农场的地方就会摇身一变成为圣诞村。这个传统始于1948年，当时威廉科佐尔以圣诞灯饰和装饰品布置这栋从19世纪就从家族流传下来的屋。
And people just heard about it, saw it just locally, and then they spread the word, and they just started to come and line up on the hill, and they would wait.
科佐尔圣诞村的贝弗利科佐尔表示，大家听讲了，实际上看到了，然后将这个消息传出去，跟住人潮开始涌入，他们在山上排队等待亮灯。贝弗利说，之后他的爸爸在谷仓上装上了灯饰。他继续说，
He decorated the big silo, and he would put things in the windows here in the barn, and at the same time we still had 40 cows being milked.
贝弗利说，他爸爸装饰了大仓谷，亦都精心装饰谷仓的窗，同时他们还有40只牛要榨牛奶。每年他都会新增加更多的灯饰，之后还会起几间小屋，农场成为了一个季节性的收费景点。
He just really, really enjoyed people coming and telling him how it made the Christmas season so much more meaningful to them.
贝弗利说，他非常喜欢大众的来访，还喜欢听到人说，参观圣诞村为他们的圣诞节增添了很多的光彩。在他父亲过世之后的大约30年里面，贝弗利科佐尔和家族的成员依旧经营着圣诞村。
There are lots of our toys. We have my mother's china.
贝弗利说，这里有他们很多的玩具，还有他妈妈的瓷器。在圣诞村开放的两个月节日期间，往往有几十万的游客观光。
There's different shops and places you can enter and little windows you can look in and all around.
游客加布里埃尔纽布表示，那里有各式各样的商店和地方可以逛，还有值得探头一望的小窗户，实在太好了。科佐尔说，这个用来许愿的钟从他小个的时候就在农场里面。
And everybody comes here, rings the bell, throws their money in, and it goes to charity.
贝弗利说，每一个人来到这里都会摇铃和雕铜板许愿，他们再将钱捐给慈善机构。这位女士说，圣诞村使佢又揾到咗童年。
I'm 78 years old, but I love Christmas because the birth of Jesus and all the lights.
游客玛格丽特麦克德莫特表示，佢而家78岁，但系佢喜欢圣诞节，因为系耶稣嘅生日，仲有好多嘅装饰灯，呢度使佢好快乐。有啲人从细就嚟呢一度，而家佢哋带自己嘅细路仔过嚟。细路仔亦都好喜欢呢度嘅装饰。
I think they're pretty amazing because they also move and stuff。
游客汤米扎德话，佢觉得呢一度好好，因为呢啲嘢会喐动。连圣诞村嘅圣诞老人都话，佢哋好期待睇到闪闪发光嘅灯饰。
They're so beautiful, it lights the whole valley up, and it just brings joy to so many people。
科佐尔圣诞村嘅圣诞老人话，呢一啲灯非常美。照亮了整个村庄，亦都俾好多人带来欢乐。科佐尔的后代遵循父亲的传统，增加新的特色，好像今年就有更现代的圣诞树灯饰。但是贝弗利科佐尔说，还是要尽可能的保持村庄过去的特色。他最后说，
We keep it as nostalgic as we can. To this day, we still enjoy seeing people have so much fun here.
贝弗利说，他们尽可能营造怀旧的气氛，直到今日他们依然享受看到大众在这里开心的模样。美国之音记者布洛克宾夕凡尼亚州报道。